Why?
This is how we're gonna start.
Why? See, I just started. I already started recording like 12 seconds ago, and this isn't our introduction, and no one knows what we're talking about.
So professional.
And you know,
I
you're not gonna know the context to the listeners at home.
Hello, girls, gays, and maids. And facts, guy, the token straight male.
For real.
Shout out to facts, guy.
Yeah, for real.
Hello.
This is our introduction. We don't know what we're doing, truth be told. Once we have future content, stop doing
Sorry.
that. 'Cause, we'll have a proper introduction but for now it's just this. And this podcast is unedited 'cause I
We're
don't
full
have
unhinged
the
moments.
energy to do such a thing.
Plus, everything's better unhinged anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Hi.
Anyway, who are you? You should introduce yourself, person in front of me.
Well, Rex is behind
Bronze
you.
doormat.
Shut. Okay, Rex is whore. Do we want to go there? 'Cause we can't. Fine. Yo, hi. My name is Becca. My pronouns are she, her. And we have a thingy. We have
How'd
a
you
we.
get into Star Wars
Yeah,
like the people
I
want to
was gonna.
know?
I was gonna explain. Okay,
You're too slow.
well, okay, how I got into Star Wars. Well, I was obsessed with the actress Emily Swallow from Supernatural, and I was obsessed with Supernatural and
I've
emotionally
never seen
attached to it.
Supernatural. I feel like I need that out there.
Supernatural is the dark side, plain and simple. But I was obsessed with Emily Swallow. She played Amara, and Amara was one of the best characters in the show. Girl boss energy. And
We love a girl boss.
Emily was cast as the armor in season one of The Mandalorian, and I was like, bestie, I need to support you because you're a part of Star Wars now? Like, sorry, but Star Wars Supernatural doesn't really, like, Supernatural doesn't compare to like how big Star Wars is. Like, Star Wars will always be bigger than Supernatural. That's just But I was like, bestie, I want to support you. And like, I think like the first like two or three episodes were out, and I didn't have Disney Plus yet. My sister got it, and I was like, well, now I have to watch it. Now I can't put it off anymore. I don't have an excuse. So I watched it, and I was like, holy moly, this is really good. And so I was
Side
watching
note,
it, and I was
side
like,
note.
yep. And I was like, I'm gonna watch the movies. You know what? I'm just gonna go and watch. So the way that I watched it was I watched A New Hope first and then Rogue One.
Wow,
And
you literally went backwards, like,
listen,
by like 2 weeks.
well, someone,
What?
well, I saw a thing and someone said that like watching Rogue One after New Hope would help you, like watching New Hope first would help you understand Rogue One a little bit because there's like just I liked watching, I don't know. That's
See, I think that helps once you've like seen everything, not like when a new hope
okay, well,
comes,
the way
like you
that I watched
see
it,
it and then
the way that I watched it was fine. It helped. 'Cause then you really won't like the way I watched it. Because after I watched
Keep
Rogue
going,
One,
I'm enjoying this.
after I watched Rogue One, I
Anakin
watched
Skywalker
Phantom
baby.
Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, and then I watched Shut up! And then I watched I'm talking way too loud. Because my microphone's right here, and everyone can clearly hear my loud voice, so I don't need to talk that loud. My mom can probably hear my loud voice, and I'm already sweating. But what was I saying? Okay, yeah, and then wait, I'm trying to remember the names of the movies. I forgot.
Empire? Wait,
Yeah,
hold on.
after Revenge of the Sith, I watched Empire Strikes Back and then Return of the Jedi. Because the way that the article that I saw, it said if you watch like the prequels first before the last two in the original trilogy, it'll help you understand like Sidious and Vader and like all that. So I was like, okay, yeah, I like that. And it helped me understand it better. And then I just watched the I think I watched Did I watch Solo next? I don't remember. I probably watched Solo next, and then I watched the two sequel movies, and then I saw Rise of Skywalker in theaters.
There you go.
And then I started watching the shows. I already saw The Mandalorian, but I did Clone Wars, and then Rebels, and then Resistance. And here we are.
I haven't watched Resistance yet.
Oh my Oops. God. And I played Jedi Fallen Order, which I cried about because I got attached to Trilla really quick.
I don't have a game console or the patience to play video games.
You can watch a gameplay.
Okay, but hold on. Side note, you got into Star Wars because you liked an actress, but you proceeded to not ever see that actress's face because she had the helmet on the whole time.
Listen, I'm...
The unhinged behavior.
Listen, I'm hoping, I was hoping she would be in season 3, but, like, I don't know, because Emily's been posting a lot of, convention stuff, so I'm like, well, she's obviously not, she recorded real quick, because I think they finished recording for season 3 of The Mandalorian already.
No, I don't think they even started, because Pedro Pascal was doing The Last of Us. And he just finished that.
He's,
I don't know.
He's doing too much.
He's doing a lot. He's doing great. We're proud of him. Anyway.
Yeah, your turn.
Hi, my turn. After, you know, Becca took like 10 minutes.
We've been recording for 6 minutes and 40 seconds.
Why does it feel like it's been so long? What the heck? Hi, I'm Kels. My pronouns are she, they. I got into Star Wars in 2008, because my dad took us to go see the Clone Wars movie in theaters, having told none of us, my brother had already seen them because he's like 6 years older, but me and my sister went in completely blind to this movie, had no idea what to expect. I go in, I have no idea who anyone is, I have no idea what's going on. All I know is that there's a cute little girl with these like tendrils with a cute little backpack, and they're saving a little Jabba son that looks like a piece of poop. And then I remember attaching Anakin, funny enough. And then my dad, after showing us the Clone Wars movie, went and showed us the original trilogy with left 9-year-old me, very confused, because I didn't know who anyone was. I was like, wait, what happened to Anakin and Ahsoka? Why is Obi-Wan old? What are we doing? What is happening? And so we watched that. And of course, I didn't know about all the plot twists and stuff yet. And what's funny is I didn't know, because I kept asking my dad, I'm like, where's Anakin? Like, where'd he go? Like, what happened to him? I liked him. Had no idea he was Darth Vader. Attached to Darth Vader. Which is really funny.
And then, the irony.
And then the reveal came out, and I was like, wait! Is that Anakin? And my dad's just like, yeah, you're an idiot, but it's fine.
Oh my god!
And then we watched the original trilogy. We went back to watch the prequels, except I only saw Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones because my mom was weird about movies and was like, no, she can't see Revenge of the Sith yet. She's too young for that. I'm like, Mom, I'm not. I can handle it. She's like, no, it's PG-13. You probably shouldn't watch it. So for years, the only prequels I had were Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, which is probably why I'm so attached to them, because like those were like my movies that I would watch on repeat constantly. And then I finally watched Revenge of the Sith and it scared the shit out of me.
What?
I used to get scared easily, okay?
Order 66 traumatized me, not clickbait.
The forehead crevice scene where Mace Windu is just coming at Palpatine, and Palpatine just has the Force lightning and then gets a crevice.
With the, that, no offense, with that terrible CGI?
I was 11, okay?
Well, maybe 11-year-old you should, I don't know.
Okay, 11-year-old me quit reading Harry Potter in the second book because the chamber opening scared me, okay? Nothing scary had happened yet.
In the book!
I am a changed person, okay? But yeah, finally watched Revenge of the Sith, and then I watched all three sequels movies as they came out, and then I didn't actually watch Clone Wars or Rebels until quarantine. I watched Clone Wars in less than a month, seasons 4 through 7 being in the span of the week 3 days before
Halloween.
So I got to go through all the angsty parts of season 4 through 7 in the span of, like, 4 days. And
imagine.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
By the end, I was like, I have no emotions left.
Yeah, the Clone Wars will do that to a person. That was me after I finished Rebels, because Rebels is my favorite Star Wars show.
Same.
It, like, just... We could make a whole episode just talking about, like, each show. So I won't go into it too much, but, Jedi Knight. And, like, the whole arc with... The whole, like, Jedi Knight arc, because it is real, even though it's one episode, it actually is an arc. It really is.
It's this whole arc, and the entire arc killed me. And once in, so I actually got my family to watch Rebels, except they were all, like, going at different paces. So I watched Jedi Knight with my mom, and then I watched it with my dad, and then I watched it with my sister. And so I, like, 3 times in the span of a week, and I was like, by the third time, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. This is too much.
Oh my goodness. No. Poor you.
I saw that coming. Like, how? Like, what made you... What?
I didn't see it coming. I remember when Kanan died, I thought he was gonna come back. I thought it was a joke. Like, I was literally, like, waiting for him to come back. I was like, when is Kanan gonna come back?
I've been watching Supernatural way too long.
Like, I was like, when is Kanan gonna come back? And then we...
Supernatural.
And then we see his, like, force ghost comfort... Like, hair is...
Between worlds, and you see it again, and you're like, oh!
Yeah, and then you see, like, him at the end, like, him, like, his, like, reincarnated Lothwolf self. Listen, the whole Lothwolf... No, I can't get into it, because that could be a whole episode. Next! Okay.
Another episode. Stay tuned for more Rebels Unhinged.
Our Star Wars faves. Do you want to go first? Since I went first. First. You can go for... shows, movies.
I am known on the clock app as the unhinged lesbian Anakin stan. That's me. I would call myself an apologist, but I also don't defend his actions, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get that. That's like, me with Crosshair. Like, I joke and say I'm an apologist, but I'm actually like, no. I'm like, he's dumb. He looks like Mike Pence. He's a panini head.
But, like, if anyone has, like, any, like, critique of him, I will.
I get upset.
Under his defense.
I got nervous to post about, like, Crosshair after episode 16 because I was, I was so afraid that people were gonna, like, unfollow me or, like, fight with me.
I was so scared. I've been in Anakin stan since 2008. You're fine.
Alright, wait, keep going. Okay, keep going. Because I got you.
I'm also the Attack of the Clones stan. That's also what I'm known as. I could literally do a whole podcast episode where I could just explain why Attack of the Clones is a cinematic masterpiece and why everyone hates it for stupid reasons. That and Phantom Menace. I am a true people stan because wow, I love all three movies. I am not just a Revenge of the Sith simp as most prequel stands are. I'm struggling with the English language. Doesn't help that I have Rex staring at me.
Yeah, no. That could be why.
Yeah. Attack of the Clones is a masterpiece, and if you disagree, you're wrong. That's all I have to say.
I was watching it with my mom, and we were an hour in, she's like, she's like, pause it, she's like, we have to watch this another day, it's taking too long. So we didn't even get to, like, the good... I was like, Mom, it, like, I swear to you, it, like, picks up, it gets, like, it, like... It, like, gets what's even... So we still haven't finished Attack of the Clones.
No!
You know...
And also, like, watching Attack of the Clones after reading the first Padme book, it hits different. Attack of the Clones hits different after watching Clone Wars, and then it hits different after watching Bad Batch. And then now it hits different after reading the first Padme book. Because I'm like, I'm now attached to these stupid handmaidens that are in this movie for, like, 0.2 seconds. But now I start crying every time Dormammu's on screen. The same way I do when Plo Koon's there in the background. Mm-hmm. Just sitting there in the Jedi Council, just booting. I'm like, Plo!
I love Plo. I love him.
Attack of the Clones, Kit Fisto, watch him. just watch the movie, but only watch Kit Fisto. It's so funny. He literally looks so unbothered.
As he should.
It's great. Video games? Oh, wait. The best Star Wars video game is the complete Lego Star Wars saga. I have the entire thing memorized.
Oh my god.
I could do all the levels for you and we could finish in like less than 5 minutes because that's how I spent my childhood.
Valid.
Then my Wii died, and that was a sad day because no more Lego Star Wars. But then this new Lego Star Wars game was supposed to release in like spring 2020, still isn't out yet. I'll need to buy a game. I will buy a game console so I can play the new Lego Star Wars game.
That's and Jedi Fallen Order.
I will do that, and I will attempt, but I will probably not pass level one. Just fair warning. I do know that Vader shows up in the end.
Mm-hmm. He does.
So I want to get my ass kicked by him, but
that's at like the very end. So you have to get through all the other bosses and like it's a whole journey. It traumatized me. Jedi Fallen Order. It sounds
traumatizing. I don't want to get attached. That's my problem. I get attached to people that I shouldn't get attached to. I attached to Crosshair in season 7 of Bad Batch, and look where that brought me.
Yeah. Crosshair look stands where that really
brought me.
Crosshair stands. I was struggle.
I was the one before Bad Batch came out that was just like, he'll be fine. It'll be fine. He will. It's all just, they're all just freaking us out. And then it happened. I was like, thanks, Dave. I really am feeling the love over here. Thanks. Anyway, how about you? Any favorites for you?
Bestie, you didn't finish. Books.
Oh, I didn't finish.
Characters. You said we both already said that Rebels was our favorite show, so we don't really talk about shows, but
Rebels is a favorite show. Alright, books. Oh boy, here's a one where I get completely unhinged. Now, will I say that my favorite book is Lost Stars? Yes. What Star Wars book lives the most rent-free in my head, though? Dark Disciple. Do I like this? No.
I haven't read either of those yet.
Oh. What you need to read Lost Stars and then read Dark Disciple right afterwards.
Okay.
And watch your what little sanity you have left.
I do have Dark Disciple. I need to get Lost Stars, though.
Yeah, Dark Disciple, I won't go into details, but, like, it lives rent-free, and I don't like it living there rent-free. I'm like, bro, pick another book to hyperfixate on. What are you doing, Prade?
Shaking my head. Because no one can see what we're doing. I'm fidgeting with something because that's just what I like to fiddle with something, but Kels is like, I could tell like your unhinged face, and I don't know if you realize
unhinged face.
Well, like you, there's like different, there's different types of being unhinged, and like there's like a happy unhinged, I feel like, or like getting excited, and you like you have an excited unhinged face.
Probably. We're about to get into good stuff.
Wait, characters.
Let's see. Okay, oh gosh, the top 5 characters. That's the one thing I always struggle with. Okay, I know my top two. My top two are definite. It's Anakin and Ezra. But then, like, the next three depends on my mood and what I just watched.
Yeah, I get that.
Right now, I'd say Padme, because she was my first wife. Hera, and here's the problem. Maul and Rex are tied. I'm 6. I can't pick.
Valid.
And yes. I was just like, Mom! And I'm like, wait, I have Rex standing right behind me right now. I need him. He'd be mad if he's not in the list.
Oh, Rex. He's gonna be your sleep paralysis demon. Okay. My favorite Star Wars movie is Rogue One. And
Paste.
You may be wondering, why do you like pain? And I'm gonna tell you, I don't.
It's good pain.
It's not good pain, but it's well done pain.
Well, that's what I mean. It's good pain.
And all the characters, like, I love so much, and just the like, out of all the Star Wars movies, it's just like I think it's the most well done. And okay. I also like The Force Awakens.
You see the ghost cameo in it and the chopper cameo.
I didn't notice it, but I've seen like posts of it later, and so like now I'm like now I need to like look out for it. And like the General Syndulla like thing, I was like,
oh, yeah,
and I
yeah,
said
yeah.
to my mom, I'm like, that's Hera. She's like, who's Hera? Because she doesn't obviously she doesn't see Rebels yet.
Like, Mom, you're uncultured.
But like, The Force Awakens is a comfort movie. I really like it.
That's a good comfort movie. I will say that.
And I'm not, like, the sequels aren't my favorite, but they, for some reason, I, like, when I think, like, when I randomly want to watch a Star Wars movie, I usually pick a sequel movie. Like, I usually, like.
That's valid.
Like, I pick, like, even, like, because I know a lot of people don't like The Last Jedi, but I like it personally. Like, yeah, are there aspects of it that I would change? Yes. But do I like it? Also, yes. And one time I would literally, like, I was like, I just want to watch a movie. I need some comfort. I picked The Rise of Skywalker, which makes me cry every time. I cry every time. I think, because I love Rey, so I feel like she's, like, for me, she's a comforting character, but, like.
She radiates comfort.
Because, like, when I think of, like, watching a Star Wars movie, I pick a sequels movie or Rogue One. I don't, like, I used to pick, like, original trilogy movies, but it's changed. So people are probably, I bet you there's someone listening who's, well not listening right now because it's not, because we're recording now, but someone's gonna be listening, they're gonna be like, this bitch is off her rocker. She.
No, but you wanna know what my comfort Star Wars movies are? Literally Attack of the Clones and Phantom Menace, okay? I feel like that's more unpopular than whatever you just said. Just saying. You're fine.
Okay, bestie, whatever you say.
There's plenty of people who tell me they can't even finish The Phantom Menace because it's so bad. I'm like...
It's not bad.
I'm like, what? Like, yeah, I could also go on a rant on that, but that's for another day. Continue.
Video games, well, I love Jedi. I've only played 2 Star Wars video games, Battlefront 1. And Jedi Fallen Order, and I love Jedi Fallen Order, although there are points in the game that are so, like, because some of them are, like, little, like, puzzles, and they're, like, you can't figure them out. Like, you have to look them up on YouTube to see what someone else did, because they just
get... I'm too dumb for that. I can't do puzzles.
They get so frustrating, but the story is so, like, the characters and the story is so well done. Like, I got so attached... Like, there was one time where I played the game for, like, 5 hours straight or something. Like, I felt, and then there was a point, I think it was, like, the second time Cal fights Trilla where I was like, oh yeah, she's my girl. And, you know, I won't go into it, but events happen and I get upset.
I don't really know how it ends.
Books! I'm working on the Canon Thrawn trilogy, so what I say might change after I finish Treason, but the first Thrawn book and Light of the Jedi are my current favorites. I haven't read any of the other High Republic books yet, because I've been working on the Thrawn books, and then I took a Star Wars book reading break, and I read The Secret Life of Bees or something. I don't know. And then I got back into the Thrawn books, and it took me a while. Like, I kept putting off reading Alliances, but we could literally talk about Star Wars books in like one episode, so I won't, because, but the first Thrawn book is like I love it. So
the most homoerotic book I've ever read, and I read a lot of gay books.
Like, I just... It just makes Thrawn's character so much more, like, in... Like, he's interesting in Rebels, because, like, Rebels is where, obviously, where I first saw Thrawn. I was like, oh, he's cool. Because some people know Legends Thrawn first, but I knew Rebels Thrawn, and I was like, oh, I love this character. And then I was like, oh, there's books. That's really cool. I read the book. I'm like, oh, my God, this makes him so, like, knowing just his thought process and how, like, it just makes... I could go on. I'm not gonna do it. Okay.
Zahn is a god and knows for Thrawn, real. Thrawn's his baby.
I mean, our podcast is literally the Queer Ascendancy, so I feel like Thrawn needs to be mentioned in every episode at all times.
If we don't mention Thrawn at least once, we have failed.
Like, or Eli. I love Eli's one of those characters.
Eli in the Ahsoka Show 2022.
See, here's the thing.
That's what I'm manifesting. Will it happen? Probably not.
I'm kind of nervous to see Thrawn in live action, and I'm kind of nervous because I'm afraid, no offense to Filoni, is he working on the Ahsoka show?
I think so.
If he is, no offense.
I think he's supervising it, because he's super high up, and also Ahsoka is, like, his baby, so I wouldn't be surprised. He's involved, but I don't know how involved he is.
Yeah, well, like, whoever's going to be writing it, I'm nervous that they're not, if Thrawn, I'm just nervous they're not going to do Thrawn's character justice.
I need to consult Timothy Zahn. Anyone involving Thrawn needs to consult Timothy Zahn.
Yep.
No matter what.
Yep. Facts, no printer. You know what? Digressing is the best part of podcasts, I feel. We're still in the introduction.
You know what? This is the intro episode.
Yeah. Right? My favorite characters, well, obviously Thrawn, I think that's pretty obvious. Crosshair, unfortunately.
At least you're self-aware.
Like, those... Well, Thrawn's, like, my favorite, but... I love so many characters, and I love Obi-Wan. He's my favorite Jedi. Obi-Wan's my favorite Jedi, and I love
Ballad favorite Jedi.
I love Rey. Han Solo used to be my favorite Star Wars character, but then it switched to Kallus, and then it switched to Thrawn. Kallus is also there. Hera, Bo-Katan, of course, Trilla.
Oh, Sharon.
I could go on. I love so many characters. But yeah, Thrawn. He's the one.
Thrawn is your Anakin.
Yeah.
They both commit war crimes to the Empire too. Even better.
What is Star Wars if not war criminals persevering?
In Star Wars is a war criminal at this point, except Satine.
Yeah.
But I feel everyone else has committed at least one war
crime. I love Satine, too. I love her. I also love... no, I'm not going to go into it, because I could go off. Okay, how the podcast came to be. So, I'll start with this one, because... Origins, we'll start... Well, this is our villain origin story. Because I was on Darth Chaco's podcast for LGBTQ stuff, and I was like,
very good, by the way.
Thank you. Great. I dissociated
when you dissociated.
Yes! Listen, okay. Well, I was like, oh, this is really cool. This is fun. I like talking about this. And I was also, like, listening to, like, other podcasts. And I was like, I want to do a Star Wars podcast really bad. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I was like, I'll just do it. I'm just going to do it. And I came up with a name. I was like, I don't know who to ask to just, like, do it. Because I don't know. So I was just, like, under the impression that I would just, unfortunately, be a lone wolf. And then one day with Kels, who is currently eating pizza while I'm speaking, we were doing a live stream together on TikTok because I was doing a Bad Batch finale week thing. And I mentioned, because we were just, We talked for a while. Well, we only talked for an hour, but I felt like we talked for so much longer because, like, the conversation was really good.
We got so unhinged.
I know, and I loved it. And I was like, I mentioned that I was doing my podcast. Kelsey was like, you should have me on it sometime. And my brain just decided to be like, does that mean that they want to co-host with me? But you, I don't know what you meant. You could have meant like, oh, I just want to be on an episode. Like, and then I messaged you like, are you serious? Do you want to do it? So that's how it came to be. And we...
Oh, it's called me girl bossing a little too close to the sun. I meant it as like a guest. You're like, do you want to co-host? I'm like, I girl boss a little too hard. What am I doing? Here we are.
But here we are, and I think this could be the start.
We're here, and we're queer new. In the ascendancy.
Yes. Well, all the Chiss are queer anyways, even though I haven't read the ascendancy novels yet. I already know this, being on Chiss Twitter.
Well, you've already met Thoron. I feel like that's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's all you need. And we... Because I want to give a shout-out to V, the wonderful artist that did our cover art. I will put their information in the description. Please follow them.
We're Chiss now.
Like, they're...
Thoron, come get us.
Please go follow V. They are a great artist. Yes, V, I love you. Shout out to V. V's a part of our origin story.
I've talked to V, like, once, but shout out.
Like, we stand them forever. Okay. Well... That's how the podcast came to be. That's it. All right.
That's a really great story.
Our next segment, gay shit.
That's me.
So you want to start?
I'm the gay shit.
Do you want to start?
Sure.
All right, go for the first one.
Ooh. Since we're both lesbians and we like Star Wars, our first lady crush, I mean, Padme. Literally the first person. Okay, here's the funny thing. Is this was before I realized I was gay, so I just thought I wanted to be her.
Mm-hmm.
No. I wanted to be under her. That was what I realized. Ah! Okay, can we attack the clones moment? So we all like to talk. People like to shit on Anakin in that one scene on Naboo after they had that dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the dark fireplace room, and everyone's just like, Anakin, he's acting so cringy. I'm like, dude, that was a 19-year-old kid who was inside a religious cult, who was in a room with Padme Amidala in that dress. You'd be completely unhinged, too. I would react the exact same way. I would not know how to handle myself. I would just, like, ramble. Because that dress. And, like, That white outfit, was it impractical? Yes. Do I still love it? Yes. Natalie Portman looks great in it. And then the Clone Wars made me love Padme more. And now I'm reading the books, and I am very much in love with her. And it's great.
As you should be.
We stand Padme.
We do. We stand Padme on this podcast. And if you're a Padme hater, well, leave.
Why do you even exist? Stop breathing.
Oh! Bestie! You can't just tell people to stop breathing.
For Padme, I will.
Like, you sound like one of the handmaidens.
Psych, I am.
Plot twist.
No, but side note. Remember, Sabe in Phantom Menace is played by Keira Knightley. So when you are reading Queen Shadow, just remember, whenever you see Sabe and Padme together... It's literally just Keira Knightley and Natalie Portman. Oh. It's
experience. Kels just had a moment.
I would also do anything for Keira Knightley.
Boo. No, I'm just kidding. How could you be gay? How could you do that? The awkward silence.
That was literally me trying to figure out what you were trying
how
to say.
How could you be...
My brain short circuit.
No! How? Like... How? Why? Why are you gay? I don't understand it. I think it's disgusting. I think it's terrible. I'm straight. I love men and men only. Hell
like,
yeah. Woman. What?
All you have to do is meet a woman, and then you're like, ah, yes. Well, no. Here, bestie, I have a movie for you. Pirates of the Caribbean. Go into that and tell me how you feel about Elizabeth Swann being in it.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the movies.
Wait, like, for real, though?
No, yeah, like, I haven't seen
any. We need to have a movie marathon and watch Pirates of the Caribbean, because, oh my god! Whenever I have anyone come up to me questioning their sexuality, I'm like, watch Pirates of the Caribbean and come back.
But I'm not questioning my sexuality. I know I'm a lesbian.
I know.
Part of my humor is fake homophobia, where I'm like being, like, I do that a lot, where I'm like, guys, I'm coming out, I'm straight. Like, I do that a lot. Or I'm like I just did, like, being gay is disgusting. I'll say to my friends, how are you gay?
I just have all the sass and pettiness to be gay.
I'm unhinged, which is...
I am unhinged all the time. That I'm completely feral.
But that's
you know when Facts Guy learns a new fact and how feral he gets? That's me all the time.
He's gonna listen to this again! He is literally gonna, like, commit a war crime because we...
Keep exposing him on the podcast.
Faxman is going to come after us.
He's gonna block us on everything.
Probably.
He's gonna disband Faxguy and his lesbian.
The Star Wars, I'm trying to think, like, Star Wars Lady I first had a crush on. I think Trella, because the way, I don't remember, I played Jedi Fallen Order, like, early in my Star Wars journey. Like, I'm pretty sure I, like, started playing it soon after I saw, like, Rogue One or something. Trilla was pretty early on. So, I'm gonna say Trilla because...
Isn't the Armorer fake fan?
Listen. It's Trilla because... I know what Emily Swallow looks like. I've met her. She's held my hand. But, like, I want to see, like, what... her character looks like under the helmet. You know what I mean? Because it's
like me watching Mando for the first time. I'm like, I know what Pedro Pascal looks like. I've seen Game of Thrones. I know what this man's face is. But I still gasped the first time he took his helmet. I was like,
because I want to see what the because I want to see what the character looks like under the helmet. And with Trilla, you get to see, and she is beautiful. So I'm gonna say Trilla. Our favorite Star Wars LGBTQ ships and headcanons. That could be a whole podcast episode itself, so we'll keep it to a minimum for now.
I mean, Snoke is a lesbian, but that's common knowledge at this point.
It's common knowledge at this point. And you just stay quiet. You're like, that's it. That's all I have to say.
Eli are boyfriends?
Yeah, my favorite ships are Thronto and Calizeb. Those two are my...
And they're both canon, so, like...
Yeah. That's amazing. They are, but they weren't, like... it wasn't, like, they were, like... They, like, kissed on... It was just an understanding between fans. Most fans. Some fans. They missed the mark. They didn't get the memo.
It's their fault. They're lost. They missed out.
Yeah. But those
we
two...
We gave the memo to them.
Those two are my favorites. And Finn... I do love Finpo, but... Calizeb and Thronto are my top two.
I just love that, like, Oscar Isaac and John Boyega, like, played Finpo like it was canon, which I think makes it that much better.
Yeah. And...
I would say Rey's a lesbian, but I also like the idea of, like, the polycule of the three of them, which makes her bisexual, and I'm okay with that.
I had canon Rey as pansexual.
I'm also okay with that. Her and Rose had something going on, and I wanted something to go on between
the comics. Because I saw pictures. I don't read the comics, but I've seen...
I don't either, because I struggle to read comics, plus it's impossible to find comics. I don't know which ones to look for, so I haven't fallen into that place yet. The books are enough.
Wait, I just had a thought. I also love Sky Solo. I love it so much. My mom literally watched... Did she watch Empire? She did watch Empire Strikes Back.
That is true. Han Solo is in love with both the Skywalker.
Wait, I need to take back something that I said earlier, because I said that I watched A New Hope, Rogue One, and then Phantom Menace. That's not what happened. I watched A New Hope, Rogue One, and then Empire Strikes Back, and then Phantom Menace, and then, like, all the prequels.
Did that one make more sense? I've heard that.
That's how I watched it. Then it makes more sense in my brain now, because that's how I'm watching.
Yeah, because I was like, why would you go from New Hope to Phantom Menace when you should go Empire, then Phantom Menace?
Yeah, I forgot, but I just remembered it now as we were talking about Sky Solo, because I'm watching it the same way with my mom, and I was telling her about Sky Solo, and she's like, no, yeah, like, there's something going on between them. Like, my mom, who is
honestly
a straight woman.
Skywalker sibling. Like, I rewatched Return of the Jedi recently, and, like, the look on his face when he finds out that they're siblings, people are like, it means that Leia loves him. Like, no, he's realizing that he's crushing on siblings right now. I'm like, ah, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like both of them. It's the genes. Cody Wan's great. I approve of Cody Wan. Right. Okay, you're not really far into... you're not really into High Republic yet, so I might keep that one. I don't know. Elzar Man is a disaster bisexual.
Yeah.
It's super horny. Racial rising storm. You'll really be like, that is unhinged Elzar Man, and I'm like, I'm thrice right now. This is everything. This is great.
I had Canon Crosshair as bisexual and demi-romantic.
And protector of lesbians, even though yes. He would hate Kremis.
I don't think he... See, here's the thing. Like, people say that, but and maybe that's just me because he's one of my favorite characters, and I don't want to see my favorite character hate-criming me, but I don't think that he would. I think he would, like, be, like, an asshole, but not, like, but in, like, a playful way. I feel like that's something, like, I feel like he, I don't know. I could go, I could talk about Crosshair in general for a long-ass time. And that that could be a whole episode in itself where
we just threw two Crosshair stands into a podcast together.
Yeah,
this is a good idea.
Here's the thing: I'm friends with and I'm mutuals with people who have literally said that they hate Crosshair, and I'm like, I hope they don't like despise my existence when I'm posting about Crosshair.
Again, I'm also friends with people who hate Anakin's ass. You're fine.
Without Anakin, though, Star Wars wouldn't be.
This is true. The Skywalker saga does revolve around Anakin and his legacy.
It literally ends with Anakin's lightsaber.
Gonna put the sand. Now, okay, here's the thing. I have thoughts about Red Skywalker. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I'm neutral. It exists, and I'll watch it.
I'll enjoy it.
But I don't have any, like, huge thoughts on it. But the lightsaber going into the sand, I was sitting in the theater like...
I didn't like that. I understand why she did it. Like, I understand why she did it, but I didn't... I still don't... I wouldn't have done it. And
I would have kept them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would... If I were right, I would have kept those lightsabers. And I'm like... Plus, it's, like, in a place where, yes, I know Luke stayed there, and that was his home, but, like, Anakin didn't, and that's where Shmi Skywalker's buried, and I don't know. It was just a weird little thing, and I was like, this is the one thing I have beef on. Why did you put it in the sand?
And it's not...
Of course, it did bring out some good memes, I will say that.
It's not like she could bury Leia's saber on Alderaan.
And... Rest in peace. the one downside of reading Star Wars books is they go to Alderaan, and every time they go there, you're like, why are you giving me, like, emotional detachment to this planet that I know is gonna be blown up? Stop. So remember when they blew up Coruscant in The Force Awakens? That's something I forget.
That's crap. I don't like that at all.
You think I remember that they blew up
like, they destroyed, like, the core, they destroyed the core worlds of the Republic.
And we never touched on it again?
Yeah, they never.
Like, they're like, oh, it's fine. I'm like, wait, hold on. Alderaan, yes, was significant, but it was also, like, mid-rip. We're talking, like, Coruscant.
Mm-hmm.
What? Anyway.
All right. Are we moving on to our comp heads, because we're both lesbians, and if you don't know what it says the maximum recording time on this for segments is 60 minutes, but I think I can do, hopefully, I can do two, we can add on to it. So if it cuts off for some reason, that's why. We're 45 minutes in. We should be good. We'll go quick. Comp-het is short for compulsory heterosexuality. It's like it's the idea that heterosexuality is forced upon us by our culture, which isn't in a. I'm reading off of comp-hets.card.co. You just Google define comp-het and you'll find it. Comp-het is studied in lesbians because of the misogyny and the patriarchy that causes and sexualizes and. But all that, it's like a whole thing. It's just, it's a lesbian term.
This is why it took me so long to figure out I was a lesbian.
It's a lesbian, like, so, like, I know for me, like, I'll, like, when I was, like, I, comp-het for me was literally just me in middle school dating random boys that said they liked me just because they gave me attention, not because I liked them. So, but, like, if you really, like, if you're not a lesbian, you want, and you're curious about comp-het, go look it up, because we don't have time for that. Anyways, I'm gonna pick one, which we already basically said who our comp-hets were. Mine's Thrawn, and...
I have two.
Mine's Thrawn and Crosshair and fanfiction. That's it, that's all I have to say.
Okay, yes, my comp-het's Anakin, but also I feel like, is he my comp-het, or am I just so gender envious of him that I am him at this point? We never know. The other one's Rex.
The way you said, the other one's Rex.
That's all I have to say, because he's staring at me right now.
We have our, since, we could, lesbian stuff, because we're both, this is literally a lesbian podcast, so that'll be mentioned many times. We're gonna do a BuzzFeed quiz. we'll do the prequels one, because I want to make sure. I want to make sure we do that one. So, do you have, when you pull it up, you read read the question, and then the answers, and then we'll both say which one we pick. So you can take it away.
I'll do the first one. Anyway, this is a very important question. It's choose an emoji. We have the, oh gosh, what is that called?
The weights thing?
Yeah, it's like a weight scale. I don't know.
It's like judge, it's like, fairness. It's like supposed to, it's supposed to be
it's how they used to count money and
equality.
Stuff. I don't know. Equality, sure. I didn't know that emoji existed until right now. Then the fox emoji, a pair of pants, an alien, a storm cloud, and a black heart. I'm doing black heart.
I'm doing the alien. Okay. Pick an alien species. Ewok. What? How do you pronounce that?
Chigarian?
It's Palpatine's bitch.
It's Palpatine's little boo guy.
Kaminoan. Okay, how do you pronounce? I want to make sure I didn't say it wrong. Hutt and Gungan. I'm picking Ewok. Sorry, Ahsoka. I love you, but. But Ewoks are
so. Feeling good. Particularly unhinged today, so Gungan. What word best describes you? Thoughtful, determined, sympathetic, wow. Balanced, emotional, loyal.
Emotional.
Considering
for me.
I am the resident Anakin, also I am emotional.
We both picked emotional. Which planet are you most drawn to? Sereno, Dagobah, Tatooine, Naboo, Mustafar, Coruscant. I'm not drawn to any of these bitches.
Naboo is my bitch.
Why am I picking Mustafar right now? I'm picking it. brain is just, it's the red, it's the lava, it's the unhingedness.
It's the lava for me. Granted, the Anakin that uses the most gender envy is Mustafar Darth Vader, and I think that really just shows where my mental health is.
Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy.
Okay, what is your moral alignment? Lawful good, neutral good, true neutral, chaotic neutral, chaotic good, lawful evil. What if mine's not here?
I don't know what my moral alignment is because I didn't take the quiz. So you tell me what you...
I am chaotic evil and it is not here.
Which one do you think I am?
I'm chaotic neutral.
Okay, I'll pick
chaotic
that one.
Chaotic good. I don't know. I'll do lawful evil.
I'll do chaotic good because I feel like that...
There you go, that's up.
Choose a lightsaber color. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, yellow. Yellow's my favorite lightsaber
red.
Color. I got my character. Who did you get?
I got Anakin!
No! I got Yoda. It says you're a very calm person with a strong connection to the Force. You're a great teacher and leader and one of the most insightful and composed beings in the universe. Yeah.
There is darkness within you. Deep down, you are truly a good person, caring, protective, and talented. However, life has caused you great anger and sadness.
Oh my god.
Too true.
Oh my god.
You want the best for yourself and those you love, but you are too self-righteous.
Oh my god. Why are they like... Why are they roasting you like this?
They just roasted me.
Well, I personally want to... Since we'll do another quiz, because I know you picked that one, so I'll do the Find Out Your Jedi Master by Building Your Perfect Star Wars Character.
Oh, wait.
That's the first link that I sent you.
The first link?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
All right.
Whoever gets me gets to do it with my unhingedness.
So I'll go,
this is great.
Go first for this one, and then, okay. What planet are you from? Tatooine, Alderaan, Naboo, Dagobah, Mustafar, or Corellia? What, I'm not picking Mustafar for this one. For some reason, I want to pick Dagobah. And I'm picking...
Why did I feel like you were going to say that? I'm going to go Naboo again, because, again, I'm just a Naboo simp. I would do anything for that planet.
As you should.
Well, here, what's your lightsaber color? Green, blue, red, black, yellow, white. Wait, this one has black for an answer?
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm still picking yellow, though, because it's my favorite. Are you training for the dark side? No, yes, both. I haven't decided. I'm not training. I'm in the rebellion. I'm going to say, because I love the concept of gray Jedi. I love the concept of gray Jedi, so I'm picking both.
Are you looking for love? No, yes. Love finds me. What is love truly? I've had loves in the past. I have forbidden love. What is love truly? That spoke to me.
I'm picking I've had loves in the past. What is your favorite Star Wars movie? Attack of the Clones, A New Hope, Revenge of the Sith, Return of the Jedi, The Rise of Skywalker, or The Force Awakens? My favorite isn't here!
Mine is!
Are you joke? Oh my god. Okay.
Attack of the Clones Supremacy.
What the hell is... I'll pick Return of the Jedi because that is one of my favorites. Anyways, your turn!
Oh, who am I meeting at the cantina? Jabba the Hutt, Rey, Chewbacca, Poe, R2-D2, or C-3PO? I don't know why I'd be meeting droids there.
I know, right? No offense to the creator of this quiz.
Jabba the Hutt is particularly unhinged, and something I would do.
I'm picking Poe.
There you go. He'd be fun to go to a cantina.
He would be fun.
You would have a good time.
Someone write the fic.
I'd probably get shot.
Oh my god. Someone write the fic now.
Jabba the Hutt would strangle me.
Write the fic where me and Kels walk in, I'm meeting with Poe, and then Kels gets into some sort of like issue with Jabba the Hutt.
Boba Fett wipes me out. That would be a good way to go, I'm just saying.
Someone write it now, or
go.
Or else. I don't know, I can't really threaten people this. anyways, how do you beat your opponents? Jedi mind tricks, lightsaber duel, blaster to the foot, Sith lightning, good comebacks, hitting them with your ship. I'm picking hitting them with your ship, because that's funny.
That is the most anime answer of all time.
I got my character! Hurry, did you pick your answer?
Wait!
What did you pick?
My ship! Guess who my Jedi Master is?
Did you get Anakin? What? Speak! Use your words! I can't.
It's like a weird Anakin AU where I'm Anakin. It's like, I got Anakin, and then now I have Obi-Wan as my master.
I got Obi-Wan too!
We share it?
Oh my god. Our power is simply unmatched.
He will teach you to hone your force powers and how to expertly wield a lightsaber in a duel.
That's weird. That's weirdly sexual.
I was thinking the same thing. Okay, wait, what's this other one you have? Which robot? Wait, hold on. I need to know which droid I am.
Alright, we'll do that. It might cut off, so hopefully that's we can fine. Record another segment. If not, I'm just gonna say it now just in case. Thanks for listening. Ha, love you. We're gonna take this last quiz, so we'll do it. We need to do it quick, because we're at 50. Wait, where's my. Okay.
Pick a Star Wars character, Vader.
I'm gonna pick. We're not reading through the end. I'm gonna pick Rey.
There's a shape, because it looks like the Winter Soldier. I don't know.
I don't. For the fucking diamond? I don't know. Pick a gemstone! Quick! That Emerald!
Are sexy.
Mode of transportation? Trolley! I'm picking a trolley.
Pick an electronic. iPhone?
Yeah, I guess. Oh. Pick a beverage. Fucking water.
Number?
20.
37. It's weirdly specific.
Pick a random robot.
The Iron Giant?
No. Wally. I'm picking Wally.
Guys, I'm R2-D2.
I got K2. That was so un... That... See, if you guys didn't think that we were unhinged, We took that in, like, probably, like, 30 seconds. Because we weren't reading the answers. It's fine. Because, on the app that I'm recording this on, it says the maximum recording time for segments is 60 minutes. So I don't know if it's just because, like, this is a segment and it'll let me attach another segment to this one? Question mark? I don't know. And I don't know if I can... I'll Google it later, but because I don't want to take the chance of us... like, it cutting off before we even get to finish. So, thank you so much for listening to our very first episode. Welcome to the Queer Ascendancy. We are at 58 minutes, quaking. thank you so much for listening, and again, thank you, V, for your amazing art. I adore it, and I literally cried when I saw myself as a chess. Shout out to
that's the only reaction.
Shout out to Thrawn, just cuz.
Shout out to Anakin Skywalker.
Exactly. And if you don't like lesbians, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast, cuz what?
If they don't like lesbians, I don't think they're still here.
I don't think
they were here in the first place, but if they were, I don't think they're here now.
My final words are may the gay be with you, and...
May the gay be with you, and this is the way.
And Stan Ray.
Maul said bisexual rights.
Stan Ray Skywalker. Okay, your turn, before we end.
Maul said bisexual rights. I already said it, but I will say it again, because no straight six on a chair like that. And plus, he is pure Shakespearean gay energy.
Jesus.
And I love him.
Jesus Christ.
Also, Ezra Bridger and Sabine Wren are MLM WLW supremacy.
Yes. Yes, canon. Absolutely canon. You have 30.
That's all I got.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for listening. We'll see. Well, we won't see you. Oh my god, what is my laptop doing? Bye. Love you. Have a great life. We'll see you next time. We don't know when we're gonna post again. But it'll be soon, so you should follow us. Everything will be in the description. So, yeah. All right. Adios.
Bye.